Welcome to the 2023 SEMA Show. And my name is Destiny Spurlock. My partner name is Chris Harris. He's not with us today, but that's okay. So welcome to the Tap In Podcast. And today we have an awesome guest. When I tell you, this person, our next guest that I have, he is going to be the next big thing. Well, I'm going to say it already. He is the next big thing. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce Mr. Cameron. How are you?
I'm good today. How's your day been?
My day's been good. Thank you for asking me. And do you want to go by Cam or Cameron?
Cameron's fine.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So Cameron, is this your first year here at SEMA?
Yeah, it's my first year here, and it has been a pretty crazy car show with me. I have had so much fun here. This is our last day, but I'm having so much fun looking at all these different cars.
So do you feel like a kid in a candy store when you're here with all these cars and motorcycles and trucks and all that? Is it what you expected it to be?
Yeah, actually more than I expected it to be. This is the best car show I've ever gone to in a while.
Oh, that's so awesome. So I want you to let the people know what it is that you do. You're a 13-year-old, and I'll let you finish the rest.
I'm a 13-year-old race car driver. I race late models out here in Las Vegas, and I race them at Madera Speedway. And I also race micro sprints on the dirt at Stockton and Dixon in California as well.
Wait, you do micro sprints too?
Yep, I like sliding in the dirt, so I do it.
Okay, so what is that? You have to turn right to go left or something like that? Like, how, is that right?
Just a little drift.
Okay.
Corners. It's pretty crazy racing.
I love watching those cars go around the track and all that dirt. Like, when the dirt goes up, does it get in your way of vision, or you don't see it? You have tunnel vision and you're just going racing?
Yeah, it gets in your vision, but we have tear offs, so that way we can just tear it right off, and so we can have better vision again until too much dirt gets clogged off it again. And it's just like a routine. Yeah. Too much dirt, tear it off. Too much dirt, tear it off. It's like,
does that get in the way of your focus of racing when you have to take off your tear off?
Nope, just do it quickly and just get right back to it.
You know why? Because you're a natural. Like, you can just do that. So tell us a little bit, how did you get into late model racing and your micro sprints? How did you get into that?
Well, the way of how I got into the late models, it's a pretty complicated story, so I'm going to start off with the micro sprints.
Okay.
So, I'm surprised you haven't asked me how I got started in racing in general.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So, I think the racing bug pretty much bit me when I was in my mom's belly. I just always liked it. I always played with my cars. I didn't like any ball sports. Basketball, no. Baseball, no. Football, no. And my dad is like, what is wrong with this kid? Like, like, aren't all kids supposed to like a ball sport? I haven't really seen any much kids like race. Like, what is even racing? So, like, I always wanted to bring my mom and dad like racing, just to watch racing with me. And they like wouldn't even know what it is. So, and then we were able to get a chance like go to a local primitive track, because I told my mom that I wanted to do it because there was flyers at a local fairgrounds one year and then 2016. And I wanted to do it, and ever since then, the rest is history.
That is so awesome. So your parents, they don't have any racing experience at all. Like, they didn't grow up doing it. It was kind of one of those things that you saw it, and you were like, this is what I want to do?
Not saw it. It's always something that I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And my parents, none of them knew about what racing was. They could hear it like maybe just once or twice, but they don't really know what it is.
Gotcha.
Because they always did ball sports. My dad was a basketball player. He also likes golf. I have some family in Texas. I have one cousin who actually played in the NFL. So most of my family are like ball sport families. We're like a ball sport family, basically. Until I came along.
So you came in. Now you're changing the whole boundaries and doing things and bringing new things into your family. That's so awesome. And a lot of times people don't know about racing in general unless they're born into it. So the fact that you weren't born into it and you found it and that was something that you really loved and you went out and did it, I think that's so awesome, Cam.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So I heard you went to the NASCAR Combine. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. I went to the NASCAR Combine.
So how was that?
It was a really fun experience. We got to do a lot of media, a lot of fitness, And then we went and do some go-kart racing, which I will admit, it was a little bit of a dud, but we got through it. And then I also got to do a fun test in a leg model. So that was even more fun.
Did you? So was that like a lot of, was it completely different from anything you've ever done, or how was it?
Well, compared to the late models that they have over there and the late models that I drive here,
mm-hmm.
the only thing that's similar about them is the name. That's it.
The setup's completely different.
Yeah. Everything's different. When I went to first drive in that thing, when I stepped on the gas, I'm like, I'm in the back of my seat, and I'm just like,
okay.
What the? So, that
you adapted
really
very well to it, is that right?
Yeah, I adapted very well to it.
That's so awesome. You're such a natural cam. So where do you see yourself within the next year? Like, what are your plans? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do next?
What's going to happen in the next year is that I'm going to be with the Nascimento late model team to do some late models, possibly even some legends next year. We're going to be racing the late models out at Madeira again. Some races out here in Vegas, and then maybe even some other racetracks. But Madeira and Las Vegas are the main points, and then we're also going to be doing some dirt races out sometime whenever we don't have any late model races going on.
So needless to say, you'll always be in a seat of something, getting some seat time, is that right?
Yep.
So have you ever driven the legend cars?
I've never driven legend cars before.
Awesome. I've heard that they're very hyper. I did get a chance to do some testing in a legend car in Atlanta, but I think you're going to like those a lot.
Yeah, I heard they're very twitchy and very loose, but that will be something that I'll adapt to pretty quickly since I do that microsprint stuff.
Yeah.
And you know that you're always sliding the microsprint because they're always loose.
Right.
So that's going to be fun to do the legends.
Cool. So do you always like... Do you always like turning left, as they tend to say, you know, circle track racing? Or would you be open to doing some course racing or anything other than that?
I'd be open to do all of it.
What you say? As long as it's got a motor and some wheels, you're doing it, right?
As long as it's got a motor, wheels, and a track that has some straights and corners, we good.
That's what I'm talking about, Cam. So, do you have sponsors right now? Are you still looking for sponsors?
Well, we are always, always, always open to new sponsors. The sponsors that I have right now are Castro Valley Tire Pros, Adams Auto Works, Glom, Body Mechanics. Thank you to them for doing my fitness, by the way, because, you know, you always need the strength to drive those cars.
That's right.
And then also the African American Automotive Association.
That's so good, Cam. So what advice would you give to kids that look at you and that you inspire and they want to do this type of racing? What is something you would tell them?
I would just say, if you want to do something, just do it. Just do it. Don't be scared to pursue your dreams, because if you don't pursue your dreams, then you won't be able to get to where you want to be in time.
That's right. And my last and final question. What is your ultimate, if you can pick a ultimate sponsorship setup, what would it be?
Well, how are you saying it? Like a dream sponsor?
Yes.
That I would want to, oh, dream sponsor. I've been waiting for this question for a long time.
Well, it's here.
I'm about to put on a show.
Tell the camera, tell them, Cam.
So, there's always this one energy drink.
Okay.
This energy drink is called Rondo.
Okay.
And whenever I'm on the racetrack, I always get tired, you know? But whenever I have Rondo, my energy level is always going up.
Skyrocket. So Mountain Dew, if you're looking, Cam is your man, right?
I will drink Code Red Mountain Dew. I'll drink Green Mountain Dew. I'll drink any Mountain Dew.
Which one's your favorite?
Code Red.
Code Red.
Code Red all the day.
Awesome. So where can the people find you, Cam, if they want to know more about you?
They can find me on Cam Man Races on everything, Facebook, Instagram, and our own website, CamManRaces.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here on the Tap In Podcast at the 2023 SEMA Show. This is Cam, and we'll see you soon.